Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lang, and Michael Lang is who I be. All right, I'm going to give you all some love shouts. Love shouts goes out to Suzanne Byrne, Alex Upfront, Fitch Hayes, Shar Hendrickson, Sally Hart, Ahmed Samir, Sam Cohen, Judith Giles, Senator Mark Kirk, and Shakara Johnson. Love y'all. All right. Now, you all have to forgive my voice. I was pretty sick yesterday, and it's continuing because of the record high mold count here in Chicago. Pretty tough. It's just, my head feels like it's in the fishbowl. So, you know, forgive the bad voice. But it's not going to stop me from expressing myself today. Today through Friday, same time, we will chat. We'll do all chatting today as well as Friday. Because Saturday, on the 11th, is the start. It will start Music Week. Music Week, from that Saturday all the way to the next Saturday. Alright, we have nothing but music, and we're going to be getting down, okay? Now, this is how we're going to be doing it today. Hot chick. Yes, hot topic. Speaking of Chick-fil-A, that big time controversy. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to read and respond to three emails, and I will give you all my overall view of the Chick-fil-A controversy. And you all can always join in, all right? Area code 347-826-9357. Once again, that number is area code 347-826-9357. Now, what everybody should know by now, that this whole controversy started with Chick-fil-A CEO, I believe his name is Daniel Cathy. Dan Cathy spoke out and had his opinions on same-sex marriages. It drew some pretty bad blood, or just some bad things, you know, caused a firestorm of controversy. But it didn't get bad, in my opinion, until Alderman Joe Moreno of Chicago and Chicago's mayor, Rahm Emanuel, said that they were going to block construction of the building, their restaurant, because of the difference of opinion. I gave a love shout some time ago from the people that was at the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, which was started by Mike Huckabee. I feel that people, whether you agree with the man, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, whether you agree with the man or you don't, he should have the right to express himself. Number one. And number two, he shouldn't have no far-left bureaucrat come in and say, because you have a different ideology, a difference of opinion, then you cannot build your legitimate business here. I'm going to go deeper into the explanation, but first I'm going to bring in, I was going to bring in someone, but unfortunately that didn't happen. They vanished. But anyway, I'm going to read an email. Well, I'm going to read excerpts of one of the this email if I can find it. I hope I can find it. If I can't find it, then what I'll do is just kind of like give you all a basic overview of what this person has emailed to me. And pretty intense. More than intense, actually. I'm going to go as far as saying that it was a very vituperative email. Yes, it was vituperative. I'll give you, I can't find the email right now, but I'm going to tell you this, what he said, a little bit of what he said. He said, well, what do we have here? Another hating Bible thumper, fat mother effer, fat and ugly. Call me all kinds of bees. I mean, it was venomous towards me. All because I gave a special love shout, to everyone that took a stand for free speech. It was very, very vitriolic. Insulting. As a matter of fact, it was, I considered it bullying. I was bullied. By this young man who I have no hatred for, I love. So I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe it. I responded on the last show. I think it was last Thursday's show, and it ticked me off for people to get on the show. People are so quick to get upset when they hear something instead of really listening. I said, no matter what side you are on in this matter, no matter what side you are on, everybody should come to one agreement is that Dan Cathy had every right to say what he had to say. But for a bureaucrat, for a far left progressive ideologue to try and stop a legitimate business from coming to their ward or their city is criminal. It goes against the Constitution. And that's my point. And those people that lined up didn't take I hope at least in my mind, I hope, in my heart, didn't take a stand against hatred. They took a stand for people expressing themselves. Everybody, see, you have the right to disagree with Mr. Cathy. I said nothing about a position of where I stand at. I never said that. I said my position is very clear. Whether I agree with this man or not on that subject, I agree that he had every right to say that. I didn't think I deserved to be called mother effers and saying that I hate the LGBT community. It was all lies. I'm going to read another email. And this one is from Karen. Karen, how you doing? Karen from Portland. Karen writes, Michael, I thought you said that you're not a religious person, but your so-called love shout, talking about the love shout I made on Appreciation Day, your so-called love shout made you look like a hateful Christian fundamentalist. I'm no longer listening to your show. Well, Karen, it sounds like you're running away if you're not going to listen to the show. I hope you're listening to this response that I'm going to give you. Everybody has a difference of opinion. Everybody's not going to walk the same walk, go the same road that you go to. Deal with it. People are different. Face it. But to say that I'm hateful, I did not say I agreed with Mr. Cathy's statement. That I agreed with fact, I agree with the fact that he has every right to say it, and he has every right to run his legitimate business, which was a restaurant. If you don't like it, you don't have to eat over there. You can protest. I'm for you. If somebody try to stop you from protesting, then I'm against them, because that's your free speech to protest. Now, with the hateful Christian fundamentalist situation, I don't gangbang religion. Yes, I am not into religion, but I am a God-fearing person. And I don't bash the Muslims. I don't bash Buddhists. I don't bash Christians, Baptists, Pentecostal. I don't bash them. I respect them. This is not about religious gangbanging. My grandfather was a Christian, and he always said that if I did wrong, he said he loved me, but he hate what I was doing. If I was a person just doing wrong, just hurting him, saying bad things about him. Now, I'm not talking about any sexuality thing, none of that. I'm just using this as an example. He always preached to love the sinner and not the sin. Now, his views on sin, I don't know. But I'm just saying that my grandfather never, ever preached hating people. That was my bottom line. And I respected that. He never preached on hating people, no matter what people were doing or saying. And I'm going to say another thing. Hateful. Hateful. I want anybody to call in. Area code 347-826-9357. I want anybody to call me and tell me what was in Mr. Cathy's words that expressed hatred. He expressed opposing. He expressed pro being for the opposite, you know, the opposite side. But I never ever heard him say, like, what's my man name, or what's that dude say, that crazy dude, what's his name, Tim Hardaway. He said, I hate gays. Well, English wise, yeah, that's hatred. He need to be punished. He need to be talked about. He need to be vilified. Talking about hate. I hate gays. But I never heard that coming out of Mr. Cathy's mouth. But it's the far left, not the Democrats, but the far left, that's taking control of the English language, where people have a disagreement. That turns automatically into hate? Are you kidding me? That means you hate them? I'm waiting for somebody to say hate, dislike. They should be thrown in jail. That type of stuff I'm against. I never heard Mr. Cathy say in his statements, I never heard him say that if I see a gay couple coming into my restaurant, I told my workers that they should be turned away. If he would have said that, I would have made a whole album protesting at that restaurant. Because that's flat out discrimination. But that wasn't said. I got some callers. I hope they can chime in with their knowledge. I'm going to bring them a welcome to my world. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Michael Lane.
Yes, sir.
This is the Air Ray.
Eel Ray, hey, Eel Ray, can you hold on? We're going to have another join you as well. We're going to have a nice one here. Like it or not, you're on the air. Hello, like it or not, you're on the air with Eel Ray? Okay,
yeah.
Left. Okay, now it's just Eel Ray. What's up, my brother?
What's going on? This is a very, very interesting subject today.
All right.
Definitely.
What's your take on it?
Well, I don't know if in people like your show is called Like It or Not, people might not like my statement. But I just want to say, I don't think the man is Chick-fil-A was wrong for voicing his opinion. Like you say, we're in America, we have freedom of speech. That was one of our First Amendment. And secondly, I think this is what happens when you force your sexual attitude on everyone. I don't think that should have to be forced. I don't think we should really even have to really think about a person's sexuality when it comes to thinking about a person. I really don't care what sexuality is. You don't have to force it on me. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to disagree with it. It shouldn't even be my business. You know, that's what I think about the whole thing. If people stop forcing their sexuality, we might not even have a whole lot of problems. You know, just chill out.
All right. Man, thanks, man. Great knowledge. I'm going to bring in the caller again. She can try this again. Let's see how this goes. Like it or not, you're on the air. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself, how are you?
Great. Your take on the situation?
I was just listening, but are you guys talking about Chick-fil-A?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I just think that they have a right to their own opinion, and if they decide that, you know, marriage between a man and a woman is that, then, you know, it should be respected.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that if they have an opinion on the opposite side, do you think that really is a message of hatred?
No, I think that both sides should be able to express their opinions, and that people should be able to agree to disagree. If you believe that a man and woman should be married, then that's fine. And if you believe a man and a man should be married, that's fine. I don't think that you should persecute me for my ideas or, you know, either way. So if I don't agree with you, then just let it be, okay, let's agree to disagree. As long as you're not infringing on my personal, you know, my space and my being, then, you know, you can do whatever you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
But let me have my opinion, and you can have yours.
Beautiful. And I'm glad you echoed my sentiments. Exactly. Echoed my sentiments. And I definitely, truly agree with you. I took a stand for free speech, and I took quite a hit for doing that because they automatically assumed that I was taking sides either way. But I just, at that time, I felt that Mayor Rahm Emanuel of Chicago, as well as mayors from Boston and San Francisco, took an unconstitutional stand because of his feelings, of his opinion, which opinions can be debated. His opinion, they felt that they needed to stop the flow of his business, a legitimate business, because of that. And I felt that was unconstitutional.
It is.
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But it seems like nowadays, people excuse my French or whatever, is that you have to appease these faggots or else you're going to get in trouble. And if you call them a fag or whatever, I just feel like this. You can do whatever you do in your home. I'm not going to prosecute you. But if it has to come into my personal arena, then I should be able to say what I want to do and what I don't want to do. Now, I think it would have been discriminatory if they didn't hire homosexuals or they said they didn't want homosexuals in their store. But they didn't say that.
Right.
They just said, I believe that they're just between a man and a woman and not a man and a man or a woman and a woman. So it should have been respected as such.
Right. And I think, Mike, we're getting confused with what discrimination really is.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna dive more into what you said. I'm gonna have you finish that before I'm gonna let one more caller in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Like
hey.
It or not, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Yeah, this is Michael.
Hey.
Like it or not, you're
Hello,
on the air.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you? Now, before we get your take on this real quick, I'm going to have E.O. Ray, who is with us, finish up on the discrimination, and then I'll allow you to voice your opinions, and all of us can voice our opinions after what you said, okay? Now, E.O. Ray, can you finish up?
Quickly, discrimination to me I thought was discrimination against a race of people of color or different colors. I didn't think discrimination.
Okay, what are we talking about? Because I'm calling from England and I'm confused.com. What are we talking about now?
Okay. Okay. Well, nice to hear from England. I'm going to explain it to you. This is a controversial situation with the Chick-fil-A restaurant, where the CEO.
Okay. Yeah. I heard about that.
Yes. And so they disagreed with his stance against gay marriage, and it turned out that one of the aldermen of the city of Chicago that I live in wanted to block construction of his restaurant because of So I was just wanting to know, how do you feel? Is that, I felt that it was unconstitutional to not, I mean, whether you agree with it or not, I felt that he had every right to express himself.
Okay, so what's been discussed thus so?
What's being discussed is basically,
what was the opinion pre me?
His stance basically was he believed in traditional marriage, and didn't pretty much go for any other forms of marriage.
Okay, so what's your view?
I'm sorry?
What's your view? What was your stance?
Oh, my stance was, even though I had no view on either side.
How can you have no view? You've got to have some view. You've got to have something.
Well, let me finish.
To the left or to the right? You've got
to
have something.
Okay. Well, if you allow me to finish, let me finish. Then
entirely.
I understand exactly where I'm coming from. Okay. Thank you. Don't forget, this is Like It or Not with Michael Lane. This is my show.
That's absolutely fine, but it's $5.
Let me finish. My view is that if this man has no right to build his building, his legitimate restaurant, because of his right to freedom of speech, then that is unconstitutional. He has every right to build his legitimate business anywhere he wants, all because you may not disagree or agree with what he stands for. That's not the question. The question is, does he have every right to say it, and should he run his legitimate business? Yes, he should. That's my stance.
Okay.
He has every right.
Okay, that's fine. So what is your constitution? Bear in mind, I'm an English girl, but I've also lived in America. What is your constitutional? What is it? Explain it to me.
Freedom
in a
of speech. First Amendment.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech. Freedom of expression. Freedom of religion. That's our First Amendment rights.
Okay, so how does that fall under that? How are you saying that's a constitutional right? What constitutional does it fall under? I'm not trying to get you all vexed right now. I'm just trying to question you. What is the answer to the question of you?
Can you help me? Ill Ray and the other caller. I'm sorry, ma'am. The other caller, what's your name?
This is Mo. Mo Kaya.
Okay, Mo. Mo, now, I hope I explained myself perfectly, Ill Ray and Mo, that the First Amendment is for freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of religion. That means no bureaucrat can step in between that and control that. That's my point. That's my only point. Now, I'm not understanding what you're not understanding.
I think because she's from another country, she doesn't quite understand that.
Excuse me, I've lived in America. I understand your constitution, okay? So don't tell me because I live somewhere else. I don't understand what's going on.
Well,
I
maybe
do.
She missed, maybe
I just
she
have
missed the situation.
A bilingual viewpoint.
Okay, well, that means what I said prior to that should be understood.
Shouldn't it be I've got twice as much information because I haven't just lived in one country, I've lived in two?
But
oh,
I think she missed the situation. She's not understanding what the situation is. That might be the problem. Yeah.
So what's the situation?
So,
what's the password?
So the problem is a pastor of a church stood up and said that, what did he say, Mike? He doesn't believe in gay marriage. And now they want to shut down his business. But we're saying that he should have the right to say that.
Actually, it was the CEO of the company. Now, Chick-fil-A
right.
is independently owned, but they do have, I mean, you know, you have the franchises, which are independently owned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the CEO of that company said his stance. It didn't have anything to do with the individual owners who were opening their
right.
store in Chicago. It was just
right.
the head of their company. That was his ideas and his beliefs. And everybody has to, you know, you have, when you do franchise businesses and independent owners, you have certain rules and standards that you have to adhere to by the company, but that doesn't mean that what he believes in, you believe in.
Exactly.
Okay, so surely that depends on the individual customer as to what their stand is. If you're
exactly.
telling me it's about freedom of speech and freedom of choice...
Well,
unfortunately,
in Chicago, a lot of things are politically motivated and politically moved. And I guess
so you have to follow a certain point. You don't have your own mind. You don't have your own viewpoint.
Well,
if you want to do it, you do it.
Yes,
if you don't, you don't.
You can, but if a political machine moves against you and they want to block your business or anything else, then it doesn't matter what you feel individually or not, then you have to fight the machine. So if you are more familiar...
the individual consumer.
If you were more familiar with Chicago politics, then you would understand that sometimes it's not about the individual
viewer. How do you know
viewer.
I'm not familiar with Chicago politics? How do you know I'm not? You're assuming a lot.
Okay,
you don't know anything.
Because when I have said the political machine, then you would have understood that there are policies and politicians in Illinois and in Chicago that move to a different beat than
okay,
other places.
Okay, so what's your understanding? What do you understand and what's your viewpoint?
Okay, well, we're running out of show, but I will say this. I understand, ma'am, as far as the individual right to not... Like I
yeah,
said before,
that's all I'm saying. It's down to the
right,
individual customer. You want to go
yes,
there,
I
you
see.
Go there. You don't, you don't. You don't
but
follow
they,
a machine
but,
because
but,
that's
exactly
how
what
it
I
is.
Said
stop, but if they stop you from building it, how are you going to go to a place that doesn't exist?
Who's stopping you from building it?
That was the question,
yes.
sweetie. The political
that was,
machine.
That was my problem.
Mm-hmm.
That was my problem, ma'am. The problem was with the bureaucrats.
If you all jump on the same bandwagon, then what's the point? What's the point?
We're not
just
ma'am,
all go
just
to the nearest
second.
Ocean
we're
and jump
of
off. If you're all gonna follow
ma'am,
the same penguins.
I would like to thank all of you all. I'm running out of show.
Okay.
Gil Ray,
I'm sorry,
hold it. What's your name,
I've
ma'am?
Been controversial, but that's what I do.
No. Guess what? I love you. I thank you for calling in.
I love you too. I'm just trying to provoke something here, you know? Don't follow
yes.
the machine. If we all do that, then what's
right.
the point?
And I appreciate you. And I appreciate you for that. And I appreciate you, Gil Ray. Thank you all for joining us. I love you all. We'll
thank
continue
you,
this
Michael.
Discussion. All right. Thank you. And we will definitely continue this topic in the near future. Okay? But that was my point. What she said at the end is up to the individual, not bureaucrats. It's up to us. All right? So I hope to talk to you all tomorrow. Same time. I thank and love each and every one of you all. Peace, love, and keep doing.